In a letter to Mayor Grover Robinson, the Florida Department of Transportation confirmed $20 million going to Project Titan for infrastructure. FDOT is now busy removing the funding from several other projects, and that's expected to take about 8 weeks.
We have a letter today from the state of Florida DOT that in 2021 we're going to receive an additional $20 million in aviation money for the build out of the hangars. I'm going to sign a letter to our corporate partner indicating we are ready to move forward, and we are already kicking off Hangar 2 at this particular time.
The goal was to raise $25 million locally of the $210 million total price tag. As it turned out, the mayor says that local funding was fairly balanced among the contributors.
City and county and corporate partner is about $65 million, $66 million coming from Triumph, and about $65 million from the state between the jobs program and DOT. So that's going to put it together, you know, a third, a third, a third.
Calls to the Department of Transportation seeking an interview for this story were not returned. Getting FDOT on board to seal the deal, says the mayor, was a team approach.
It really had to start with the city council that had the confidence to vote on this, because I don't think if they had gotten the ball rolling, we wouldn't be here. Four votes of the county, and I appreciate all of those, having the unanimous decision at Triumph and then getting from the state. As soon as we got all the other votes, they were very supportive.
Hangar 2, says Robinson, is a mirror image of the existing Hangar 1 and will be adjacent and to the south. ST Engineering has already lined up a client to use that facility.
Their intent is to have Hangar 2 open and get those people in there as quickly as possible. We're shooting to have that hangar up and ready to go, you know, the end of 2020. Construction will be going during 2020 and hopefully be finished by the end of 2020.
Work on hangars 3 and 4 are scheduled to begin in 2022. When finished, the additional 655,000 square feet will create 1,300 jobs along with office, warehouse, and shop space. About $400 million is projected to be pumped into the local economy, and Robinson believes will open the door further to strong job growth in the Panhandle.
If we have strong employment growth, that should continue to bode well for our economic situation in Pensacola. And as long as we feel like we've got that protected, we'll continue to try to grow in other areas. I've been meeting with several people, CEO of Vix, who just bought App River. We're out there trying to bring as many jobs and as many opportunities to Northwest Florida as we can.
However, fully funding Project Titan remains out on the horizon. The city of Pensacola needs another $4.8 million, which Robinson is confident they can raise over the next 5 years. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.